The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906, coming to you live from Fargo, North Dakota, and the station, the studios, of the legendary Mighty 790 KFGO in Fargo, which, by the way, more on this later in the show. KFGO, the radio station that you are listening to right now, be it WTAQ, WSAU, WHBL, is described by most, and I think accurately so, as conservative talk stations. Much, not all, but much of the programming on each of those stations, conservative talk shows. Mine, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, so on. Yeah, that's not KFGO. And it's funny, I'm here, and some of you know this, I don't talk about it on the air a lot, but I do work with news talk radio stations in our company. That has nothing to do with me being a conservative talk show host. I wear a couple of hats. And I'm in Fargo to work with KFGO. And I feel like a spy behind the Iron Curtain in the Cold War. What's the conservative guy doing here? What's the deal? He's not trying to take us conservative, is he? No. Just other elements of the stations that we're going to work with here, and we'll be having some meetings throughout the day. But hey, everyone has been extremely friendly here. Wonderful facilities here in Fargo, and I'm just kind of yanking their chain. I know none of them are really listening right now anyway, but great folks. Great folks here at all of the stations, not just KFGO in Fargo. Just really a wonderful place. Now, if you have not heard, and this broke in the last half hour, and broke maybe not the best choice of words, it is being reported by pretty much everybody now that Aaron Rodgers has suffered a slight collarbone break last night when he went down early in the game against the Bears at Lambeau. And this is the part I'm sure that nobody can be sure about, but word is that they are thinking about 3 weeks. Here's the problem with about 3 weeks. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 4 weeks. It could be 5 weeks. I don't know that. I'm just saying when you say about, well, about means about. Were it three, it would be Eagle, Giants, Vikes, and then Aaron Rodgers would be back for the huge Thanksgiving Day matchup with the Lions. If that's true, and Seneca Wallace gets to work with the first team, I do think they can take two of those three games. I really do. They certainly should be able to go 1-2. I think Jason thinks it would be a miracle to go take two of three. I don't. It'd be tough, but I don't think it would be a miracle. Wallace didn't look great thrown into the fray. The pass rush got after him. But the reality is the Packers' defense lost that game. Down the stretch, they could not. And I understand they were on the field a lot. I get all of that. But there were points where they were just being torn through. A little more on that later in the show. And should they, I want to get to this later in the show, but we've got a lot of things to talk about. Should they re-sign Matt Flynn? I think it's an obvious yes. And by the way, to folks listening in the Fox Valley, in the Appleton area, I did receive a picture yesterday of an Impeach Obama banner over... one of those walk, it was on the walking bridge between Fox Valley Technical College and Timber Rattler Stadium, going north at Appleton there. If it's still there, or if it isn't still there, would you let Jason know at 888-455-1360, and he'll send me an IM here in Fargo. I'm curious about that more than anything. I want to start this hour here, and I'm going to spend quite a bit of time on this. Everybody does what I'm about to describe. Everybody does it. Talk show hosts do it, and their audience can hear them do it. But everybody does what I'm about to talk about, and that is predict that something is either a brilliant idea or it was a mistake. And then what usually happens is time passes and it wasn't that big of a deal in our lives. Let me give you the classic example. I mean, this is important to sports, but it wasn't a big deal in our lives because it is sports. Back in 2008, I was about the only guy with a microphone in Wisconsin that said it was a good idea to move on with the Aaron Rodgers era and not take Brett Favre back. One talk show host in particular in Wisconsin just made an ass of himself, saying what it was a terrible mistake, and I won't name him, but what a terrible mistake it was, and Ted Thompson should be fired. Well, that looks pretty stupid now, doesn't it? Now that the whole country, but certainly Packerland, holding its breath, wondering when Aaron Rodgers will get back on the field, because he's become one of the greatest quarterbacks playing right now. By some people's estimate, he's the best quarterback playing right now. So those who said that McCarthy and Thompson were making a horrible mistake, they look like utter morons now. That's an example where we can look back and the fans who were morons, and they were, who booed Aaron Rodgers, said he sucked and all of that at family night, as if he had done anything wrong. I don't want to get too far off on that. But there's an example of that. There is one in politics in Wisconsin that goes back 16 years. Republicans made an incredibly dundering, stupid mistake 16 years ago, and we are paying for it now. By the way, Jason just got a call. The impeach Obama sign, at least according to a listener, that's all I can say, is that the sign is gone. The impeach Obama sign in the Appleton area, according to one listener who called Jason, is gone. That's all I know. I don't know if that, just telling you. One listener says it's gone. In 1997, Republicans in Wisconsin, which to them did something, to them seemed like a good idea at the time. Conservative pundits thought it was a stupid idea. I was not a conservative pundit in 1997. I was not a conservative talk show host. I was not a talk show host. I was in the newsroom at a radio station in Sheboygan, the station on which the show is now heard, WHBL. So I could not opine, and in fact, even if I could have opined at that time, at the stupid thing Republicans did back then, I probably would have been okay with it because I was just making my transition from liberalism to conservatism at that time. 1996 was the first time I didn't vote for a Democrat for president. I was just moving over at that point. I don't remember how I felt about it. I actually don't. But conservatives who did have talk show hosts in Wisconsin at that time were saying this is dumb, 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 dumb. What is it? It was something that made sense to Republicans in the short term, even though conservatives at the time, and I wasn't one of them, conservatives at the time told them they were doing a dumb thing. What was it? Well, my fellow talk show host, Charlie Sykes, wrote something back then, actually in early 1998. And I think this is at the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute that Charlie wrote this back in 1998. Let me share it with you. Without doubt, the worst policy error of the year. What was Charlie talking about back in 1998? Republicans acquiesced in the elevation of Lynn Edelman to a lifetime job on the federal bench in order to win control of the state Senate. Edelman was one of the Senate's most liberal members and now becomes one of the country's most liberal judges. Republicans will remember this one a long, long time. The lesson here, deal in haste, repent at leisure. Until now, their opposition to an activist liberal judiciary has been one of the strongest issues Republicans have had, and legitimately so because the stakes are so high. For three decades, the left has turned to the courts to get what they could not win through the democratic process. The results have been unfortunate in the extreme, from forced school busing to social engineering from the bench to judicial fiats on the abortion issue. Now, thanks to a real politic bargain between Democrat Russ Feingold and Republican Tommy Thompson, the ranks of the activist judges have grown by one. The Edelman deal was a classic example of substituting short-term advantage for long-term cost. It wasn't worth it. Yes, because who can look back and remember that getting the Republican majority in the state Senate at that time did anything? The answer is it didn't. And conservatives everywhere were telling Republicans, don't do it, don't do it. You are putting an uber liberal in a federal judgeship that's going to come back to bite conservatives in Wisconsin in the butt for decades to come. We have arrived at decades to come. Why do I bring this up now? Guess who the federal judge is presiding over the federal trial challenging Wisconsin's voter ID law, the trial that got underway yesterday. Guess who is presiding over that? Yes, of course, you don't have to guess. That would be federal judge Lynn Edelman. Now, this, by the way, is not the first time that Lynn Edelman will have come back to bite Wisconsin Republicans in the butt on this. He has ruled, and in fact, probably the most egregious was in a murder case, but he has been the classic liberal judge that you thought he would be, federal judge, time and time and time again. So now here he sits on one of the important pieces of legislation that Republicans were able to pass. I want you to think about this. Republicans were able to pass photo ID because they have Governor Scott Walker and they control both houses of the legislature now. Controlling the state Senate back then, what crowning legislative achievements did they get as a result of that? The answer, not a damn one. When I say crowning, that would mean you would remember it without researching it. So the answer is none. Instead, they put an incredible, ridiculous lefty on a federal bench for life. So he is now presiding over the federal trial in Wisconsin's voter ID law. And you know that no matter what the evidence, no matter what the testimony, no matter what the rationale, no matter what the logic, Edelman is going to strike this down. You know that because he opposes it politically. And there is no way, no way, that he's going to be impartial, unbiased, and follow whatever the evidence says. And you're hearing all of the same boilerplate arguments already in this trial on both sides, for and against. Now, ultimately, I believe that this is going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's what I believe. But what you have happening now is Republicans who know what's going to happen. Republicans in the legislature right now knew Lynn Edelman is going to strike this down, that this is an ultimate show trial, ultimate kangaroo court, and he's not going to do the right thing. By the way, we have two more calls on the sign being down, so I'm going to say the impeach Obama sign in the Appleton area has been taken down. I'll try to dig into that, see what I can find out. Or a bunch of listeners are lying to Jason, but I doubt it. But we'll look into that. So now Republicans are panicking because they know Lynn Edelman is going to strike this down. So they want to tweak and change the law, somehow trying to make it livable for liberals. Well, poor people could just go ahead and vote, but then their vote would be scrutinized under a recount. That stuff is ridiculous. You pass the law, stick by the law. Yes, Edelman's going to strike this down. I get that. It's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let it go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe it will pass constitutional muster there. What do you have to lose? It's not in effect right now anyway. It isn't. And this trying to water it down to make it palatable isn't going to happen because you can water it down all you want, but liberals think it's poison. They just absolutely think it's poison. So it doesn't matter what you do now. But I do have a few more things to say about the idiotic mistake that got us Lynn Edelman. We'll do that in five. It's 9:19.
All things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.